When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Skims or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and great marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. It's home of Shop Pay, the number one checkout in the world. You can use it to boost conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going through to checkout. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Allbirds uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/income.
Hello, this is Dr. Grande. Today, I will analyze the case of Simon Peter Carman. First, I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the alleged crime, then offer my analysis. Simon Peter Carman was born sometime around 1980 and lived in Rockingham, Australia. This is in Western Australia, 29 miles south of Perth. For several years, Simon's residence was an industrial building. He had been injured while working as a truck driver and was on disability. People in the area described him as a loner who was sad, aggressive, and creepy. Simon lived like a pig, took strong painkillers, and would sometimes verbally abuse people in the area. He was stubborn and did not do anything fast. For instance, he walked and talked slowly. Simon was reported to the authorities after showing a man his gun collection, including a .22 caliber rifle and a shotgun. Allegedly, Simon stored the weapons in a box with the ammunition, which is a violation of the firearms storage law in Western Australia. The police took his guns away. Simon appealed the revocation of his firearms license, but lost his appeal in July 2024. This wasn't the only legal problem Simon faced. He had been charged for driving while disqualified and being disorderly in public. During one incident, he allegedly slammed the door of a local business so hard the door latch broke. In late 2025, Simon moved to the coastal city of Pattaya, Thailand, which is 92 miles south of Bangkok. Pattaya is known for beaches, nightlife, adult entertainment, sex work, and a large number of expatriates. The purpose of moving was to enjoy a lower cost of living and to get back surgery, which physicians in Australia refused to perform. Simon lived in a unit on the 15th floor of the Rimhad Jamtien condominium, which he rented for about $224 a month. Based on listings for units in that building renting for that amount, his unit was probably about 323 square feet. Evidently, moving to Thailand did not speed up Simon's mannerisms. Even after changing hemispheres, he still operated at the speed of a Windows update. He was described as speaking slowly and looking at things for a long time. Simon had trouble sleeping and would go for long late-night walks on the beach. Now moving to the timeline of the alleged crime. On June 16, 2026, a 17-year-old girl named Tunchanak Donhomla, who went by the name Cake, traveled to Pattaya, Thailand. She lived with her father and her stepmother in Kalasin, which is in northeastern Thailand, 384 miles to the north of Pattaya. Cake had no siblings. She occasionally sold fruit at intersections to make money. The purpose of her trip to Pattaya was to enjoy a vacation with one of her friends. Cake had received some money from her grandmother for the trip and told her relatives that she wanted to see the sea. On June 26, 2026, 10 days into the trip, at 11:36 a.m., Cake's friend reported her missing to the police. The friend said that Cake had last been seen with a foreign man. Here is what the police found during the course of their investigation. On June 25, 2026, during the early morning hours, Simon Carman picked up Cake from Beach Road in Pattaya. This area is known for its adult nightlife and a large supply of sex workers. At 3:34 a.m., Simon and Cake could be seen holding hands and walking through the lobby of Simon's condominium building. They entered an elevator. The pair was then spotted entering Simon's room on the 15th floor. This is the last time Cake was seen alive. At 9:25 p.m., almost 18 hours later, Video surveillance captured Simon dragging a large suitcase out of his condominium building. He strapped it to a motorcycle and drove alongside railroad tracks before disappearing from camera view for several minutes. At 9:57 p.m., Simon returned to his condominium. As I mentioned, Cake's friend reported her missing on June 26 at 11:36 a.m. On June 26 at 2:26 p.m., Simon was seen leaving his condominium building. At 1:15 a.m., now on June 27, 2026, the police arrested Simon at the Suvarnabhumi Airport in Bangkok. He was there to board a Jetstar flight to Perth, Australia. 15 minutes later, at 1:30 a.m., the police found the suitcase that Simon had strapped to his motorcycle. It was near railroad tracks, about 10 minutes from his condominium. Inside the suitcase, they found Cake's body. She had sustained severe facial trauma and was not wearing any clothing. Simon was charged with murder, concealing a body, moving or destroying a body, and taking a minor for indecent acts. In Thailand, murder is punishable by 15 to 20 years in prison, all the way up to the death penalty. Initially, Simon told the police that Cake disappeared from his room while he was asleep. He did not kill her. Later, his story changed. He told the police that he initially agreed to pay Cake 1,000 baht for her services. Presumably, these were services of a sexual nature. 1,000 baht is about $30. Later, he offered Cake 500 baht, which is about $15. Simon claimed that his reduced offer led to an argument. Cake produced a knife and attempted to rob him. With one hand, he grabbed the knife. With his other hand, he grabbed Cake's neck. Simon killed her in self-defense. In a video that was recorded when Simon was in custody, he spoke directly to Cake's family, saying, quote, "I feel bad for what happened to your daughter. It was out of my control. I know you will be very sad, upset, same me. It shouldn't happen, and I hope you okay. I know you're not, but I hope. Please tell other girls just to be careful," unquote. At the time I'm making this video, Simon Carman is working his way through the criminal justice system in Thailand. If his case makes it to a trial, there will not be a jury. In Thailand, a judge or a panel of judges decide both guilt and sentence. The burden of proof, however, is the same as in the United States, beyond a reasonable doubt. Now moving to my analysis. Simon Peter Carman maintains his innocence, although he does not appear to have any supporters. If he did, they may argue that sex workers are not known for gracefully accepting payment reductions. It is conceivable that one might pull a knife on a customer. Prosecutors in Thailand would, of course, disagree, undoubtedly arguing that Simon's story of self-defense is implausible and ridiculous. This brings me to the question, is Simon guilty of murder? Let's take a look at the evidence both for and against the idea that he is guilty, starting with the inculpatory factors. Initially, Simon denied killing Cake. Later, he allegedly admitted that he did, although he claimed it was in self-defense. After the killing, he disposed of her body in a suitcase and tried to flee the country. This is generally not step one in the I did nothing wrong handbook. If Simon had really defended himself, why didn't he call the authorities? When Simon was in custody, he was questioned about scratches on his neck and upper arm. He said, "I think it's a spider. They always get in there." So these were the kind of spiders who carry knives, or did they just have really long fingernails? Moving to the exculpatory factors, it's technically possible that Simon is telling the truth. He told Cake that he would only pay half of what they agreed to. She became angry and decided she would take his money by force. Simon defended himself lawfully, but thought it would be best not to advertise what he did. After all, he was a stranger in a strange land. Could he really get a fair trial in Thailand after being accused of killing one of its citizens? Furthermore, sex work is technically illegal in Thailand, and Cake was only 17 years old. Even if he was found not guilty of murder, Simon could still be convicted of other offenses. This explains why he failed to call the police and why he tried to flee the country. When considering all the evidence in this case, do I believe that Simon Carman is guilty? Yes, in my opinion, he is guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. What do I think happened in this case? This is just a theory, my opinion. Based on the discrepancy in cost of living between Thailand and Australia, Simon had somewhere around 2.5 to 3 times the buying power in Pattaya as compared to Perth. He went from barely scraping by to a low-end middle-class lifestyle. According to one friend, Simon said that he frequently received massages. It stands to reason that Simon may have employed the services of sex workers prior to meeting Cake. Even though sex work is technically illegal in Thailand, it is widely tolerated. Pattaya in particular is well known for very affordable sexual experiences and plenty of service providers. A conservative estimate places the number of sex workers in the city at a staggering 30,000. This is a city with only about 350,000 residents. Some of the gifts given by the city can last a lifetime. For example, it has a bountiful supply of herpes, gonorrhea, chlamydia, syphilis, HIV, and hepatitis B. One can think of Pattaya as a nightlife rewards program where the points can be redeemed at a clinic. The simple and common question of, what did you bring back from vacation, becomes medically complex and uncomfortable to answer. On Beach Road, where Simon picked up Cake, many sex workers stand around in plain sight, especially at night. Even with a large number of service providers, the going rate for a magical encounter, so to speak, was a little high for Simon's budget. The typical rate is somewhere between $45 and $120. Simon offered Cake only $30, then lowered it to $15. Cake may have been relatively new to this line of work, but she still realized that $15 was too low. She knew Simon was looking for a clearance sale. The rate reduction led to an argument, and Simon murdered Cake. There was no attempt to rob him. It's also possible that Simon is lying about the price dispute, and he murdered Cake as part of a sexual fantasy. I do not believe that Simon planned on killing her from the beginning. Rather, this murder occurred in the heat of the moment. Realizing he was in trouble, Simon attempted to flee the country, but he did not make it. Simon's situation is now desperate. Prisons in Thailand are not known for providing luxurious accommodations to guests. Let's just say the term hidden gem doesn't come up too often in the Yelp reviews. A foreigner accused of killing a citizen can expect an experience even more unpleasant than usual. Simon may be nervous about the death penalty, but after spending some time in an overcrowded, violent, insect-infested, and extremely hot prison, execution may start to look like a more merciful option. It's not all bad news for Simon. He moved to Thailand for a cheap room and managed to find one that was free. Those are my thoughts on the case of Simon Peter Carman. Thank you so much for watching. I'll talk to you soon. Just a reminder, I have hundreds of pre-release videos on my Patreon account. These videos are of the same quality as the videos I release to the public. When I put a video in pre-release status, it usually stays that way for several months, if not a year. I will put the link to Patreon in the description for this video.